Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What it is, human beings, it's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. Today is going to be a good one. It's going to be a shorter episode than normal, and I'll explain that as we go on. But just know that this episode is going to be a good time, per the usual. So I've got a new, have you heard about? But here's the thing, I don't know what is actually going to be that topic yet. We're going to be spinning the wheel of what the fuck. Actually, a name that one of you came up with. I believe it was Nikki on the YouTube comments. Why not? The wheel of what the fuck. So what I do is I spin the wheel when I can't decide which topic that I want to talk about, and the wheel will decide for us. It's actually between a porter potty hookup. I know, beautiful words. And also an urn that plays your favorite music after you die. I know this is top tier content for this podcast for sure. Then we're going to talk about some kids who say some very creepy things that kind of disturbed a few people. You know what they say? Creepy kids say the darndest things. Well, I say that. I add the creepy part. So. All this coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So this episode is going to be a little shorter than my normal episodes. And that's cool. The thing is that this week, actually, 2 days from now, Thursday, March 19th, I'm doing a live podcast at this dope restaurant called TFK Trelawney Fusion Kitchen. And this Thursday is going to be my very first live podcast hosting one. So I'm very nervous about it. And I want to make sure that we still get some content out there for you guys for the pod. That way I can kind of like focus on what I need to do for this live podcast. So I'm really excited, very, very nervous. Please understand how nervous I am about this. I've never hosted my own anything. So this will be interesting. And honestly, if you cannot make it to this one, until I'm told it's no longer going to be a thing, I will be doing it every third Thursday of the month at this location. And you can find all the information down below in the show notes if you want to go ahead and check that out. All right, guys, it's time to go ahead and get to the show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That is the best way to support this podcast, especially if you enjoy it. I would appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. And coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so apparently this week my microphone is sitting on a pair of scissors. It's a little easier to hold than the knife that I held last week. You know, if you're listening to this podcast just audibly, you're missing a couple of random things in the video. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly YouTube video as well, and you can watch all the glory of the silliness happening before your eyes. So over here to my left, we have the Wheel of What the Fuck. Again, thanks a lot, Nikki. So I could not decide which topic that I wanted to discuss, so I figured we let the Wheel of What the Fuck decide for us. So we have different words on each of these. We've got hookup, Spotify, pee, music, sex, urn, toilet, play, toilet paper, dead, potty, playlist. I think I said hookup. I don't know. But anyways, those are the key words, and each of those words has to do with one of the two topics that I could not decide between. So we're going to spin the wheel, and we're going to see what it lands on, and that will be our Have You Heard About segment. Let's spin that wheel! All right. Let's just spin the wheel. Okay. Let's see here. All right. It's almost spent. Play. Well, the word play would go for the urn that plays music. You know what? I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait for that porter potty hookup next week, I guess. You know, we'll see. All right. So this is actually coming from the @RealRatedRed Instagram page. You know how, like, when you die, you think to yourself, man, I wish I can play my favorite songs, you know, in my urn right now. That would be so cool. God, why don't I have that ability? That might not be a thought that you've ever had, but Spotify has come up with a solution. Spotify has released a new $495 burial urn that lets you play your personal playlist from the grave. So now your dreams have come true. This is insane. I cannot believe that this is a thing, but it is. And it costs $500. This is crazy. All right. So this is I just watched the ad for it. This has to be some sort of spoof because Spotify and Liquid Death, excuse me, they have joined forces to create an urn that will play your favorite music after you are dead.
What's the worst part about being dead? You can't listen to music. Research shows that if you keep the dead happy, they're less likely to haunt you. Music has been shown to reduce hauntings by up to 47%.
This is insane. They call it the Eternal Playlist Urn. Oh, that's got a nice little ring to it, doesn't it? So, like, what if, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of many songs that I want to hear forever, you know, for like eternity. There's music that I love, but like, I'm dead. Why am I even talking about this? This is impossible. All right, so it says here that it's a limited edition memorial urn featuring a built-in Bluetooth speaker that plays music directly from a connected phone. So I have to rely on the people who are still alive to play the music for me. Some of us have family members and friends we can't count on. I mean, now here's the thing. If you're in the United States, listen up. It says here that only 150 units will be available in the U.S., so if you don't already have your eternal playlist urn, I don't know what to tell you. You missed out. So apparently it can operate without Wi-Fi or subscriptions, so that's a plus. It would be ashamed if I had to pay bills for a subscription after death. You know what I mean? And also, depending on where the urn is, the Wi-Fi may not be great. It says it includes a playlist generator that actually creates a personalized soundtrack that's based on listening history and the user's responses. So I am assuming that that means that if you are a Spotify user after death, after all the music that you've listened to, that's the playlist that it would generate from. This is so creepy. Like, I get this might be a spoof, but this is kind of like high key creepy. I gotta say this, dying is a scam. Dying is a scam. Do you know how expensive it is to die? The person who dies is lucky, but you're costing the people around you a lot of money. You know, in the moment, I don't have a spouse, I don't have any kids. So if I die, I don't know who's gonna foot that bill. Yo, this got dark real quick. Shit. I don't have any siblings. This sucks. But if I did have someone to leave things to, you know, I guess I would rather you handle that shit, you know, while you're alive. That way, after your death, I don't have to like figure out what to do. I'm already sad enough. Now I gotta do homework and pay for it. Like, what? And cry about it. Like, this is too much. There's actually a comment that just made me laugh and I had to share it with you. This is coming from @C_Vane, a comment under this post. It says, imagine being dead and still having to listen to ads between songs. Can you imagine that? If Spotify was like, well, you know, we can get those ads. I mean, who's going to complain, I guess? They should probably add the ads, honestly, if they want to make some more money. That's probably the best way to go. Because who's going to complain? I'm dead. I don't care about, you know, Johnson & Johnson and shit. You know what I mean? All right. One more comment. This is coming from @ni.kloss2503. They said, imagine you want to visit your deceased loved ones in a cemetery and you hear Drake coming from the grave. That's a good point. That's a good point. This is not the greatest idea. You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of people tend to keep urns on the inside of their homes. So I don't know. I don't know. This is what spinning the wheel will get you. You know, did you wake up today thinking, I'm going to hear a podcast where someone's telling me about an urn that has done a collaboration with Spotify and Liquid Death, and I can listen to my favorite playlist songs even in death? Did you wake up this morning and think that was going to happen? Because if you did, you better play the fucking lotto, because that's a hell of a guess. All right, guys, in my opinion, children are naturally creepy. That's just the way of the world, okay? And here's the thing. I feel like there are children who can look into your soul, and some of them will say some terrifying shit, okay? You already know how I feel about creepy children. Guess what's coming up next on the Professionally Silly podcast? Yeah, creepy-ass children say the darndest things. Next. I wasn't sure that was clear. All right. All right, so there are two websites that I use for this segment, and one of them was boardpanda.com. I love them. And AOL.com, randomly popped up. I didn't even know they were still a thing. So when you learn something new every day. Over here in Boardpanda, boardpanda.com. 30 creepy things kids have said that may keep you up at night. This is by written by Miguel Ordóñez and Mantas. Woo, I'm going to mess this name up. Kashkarakas. I think that's how you say his name. And then over there on AOL.com, 55 creepy things kids have said that may keep you up at night by, once again, Mantas. I can't say his last name. It's so hard. Well, he's popular, though. Like, he legit had a hand in writing both of these articles. So what I did is I went through both of those websites and I found some of my favorite ones that I wanted to share with you. So let's go ahead and dig into that. If you have children, let me know. Have they ever done or said creepy ass things like this? I am curious. All right, here's our first one. My half brother has a very particular name. His father had an older brother who died at a very young age with the same name. My brother was named after him. When my brother was 3 or 4 years old, he looked straight into his dad's eyes and said, "Daddy, do you remember when I was older than you and we played together? Then I fell asleep and now I'm younger." All right. That's some past life type shit. I did an entire podcast episode on past lives. And let me tell you something. If any child looks to me and says some creepy shit like that, I'm going to have to leave. If it's your child, you need to come get it, because I don't, especially if it's out of nowhere. Like, "Hey, remember when I died and came back as your son?" What? No, I don't remember that. Let's go into the next one. My niece, around 6 years old, told me that her creepily named dolls were made of blood and bones and mud, but watch out. Don't let them touch you because they'll turn you into a doll. I turn away from the dolls and she says to something behind me,
"No, Ethel, I told you, don't touch her."
She's the best. That's terrifying. Okay. I am already not a fan of dolls as an adult. I think when I was a little girl, I enjoyed them. I was more of an action figure kid, but that's terrifying. Dolls and kids. Oh, that's a twofer of no thank you for me. All right. Our next one. So this kid said this, to someone.
"There's a man outside the window."
We were on the 14th floor. Need I say more? Need I say more? What man is outside the window when you're on the 14th floor? Yeah, a demon. That's what. There's no in-betweens. It's got to be nothing or a demon. So I don't. All right. So here's another one. It says, unsure if this counts, but here we go. When I was 4, I had an imaginary friend whose name was Billy. Sometimes his friend was with him. Her name was Lady. Billy went with me everywhere. He had a spot at the table. He was on the swing next to me at the park, slept on the top bunk, etc. I was really afraid of milk tankers and would shake and cry whenever I saw one. When I saw an ambulance, I'd say, Mom, Billy died in there. Anyway, we moved to a small town to be closer to my grandparents, and Mom started doing ancestry. She found an uncle named Billy who died in an ambulance after colliding with a milk tanker. His wife was with him. Can't remember her name, but her nickname was Lady. Also, two of three of her kids were in the car. Unfortunately, no one survived. Turns out the small town we had just moved to was a town that it happened. And they died about 15 years before I was born. Dang, that's crazy. You know what? I'm going to say that counts. That's creepy. I think if you told that story as a child, that would be terrifying. But it's scary. That's why I included it, because it's so, like, it's very past life, obviously, but that is really weird. This kid was already afraid of milk trucks, and he didn't understand why he was until they did the ancestry and found out the history of what happened. And, like, someone died with that name in the back of an ambulance. That's insane. That's just a lot of different coincidences of what that person experienced. And the fact that he remembered that at 4 is crazy. I don't remember shit when I was 4. I really don't. I mean, fuck if I know. I barely remember what the fuck happened last week, let alone 4. Damn. All right, we got two more. So it says here, my two-year-old saw me organizing my basketball cards. He tottered over to me and said, when I was big, I used to buy those for you. My dad brought me those cards 25 years ago, shortly before he passed away. See, that's another one where we have someone who gave birth to their own parent. Wait. Yes, technically. Technically what I said was right. That is still creepy. I just don't know if I want my child to tell me they used to be my father. That just, I mean, it's beautiful, I guess. But, like, I want a brand new baby. Like, I don't want a used baby. Essentially, that's a used baby. Nah, my baby's gonna have new skin. Yeah, this is why I don't have children. This is why. All right, so here is our last one. It says here, my 4-year-old daughter says that before she was born, she was a ghost. And when she was a ghost, she would spy on us because she couldn't wait to be alive and living with us. First of all, I had never even considered at all that perhaps there were, like, ghosts around us, you know, waiting to be a part of our lives in the form of a newborn baby. I guess that's not reincarnation, because they were a person and just coming back. I don't know. That's insane. That's, like, it is creepy, yes, but it's also beautiful at the same time. So, listeners, if you have a child that used to be a parent or a grandparent, let me know, I guess. I mean, I do, as you guys know, I am a paranormal investigator. I do believe in a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of unexplainable things. So why wouldn't I believe this? It's creepy, but I kind of believe it. It's very, why not? Why not? I mean, how many times have you had a deja vu? Like, you feel like you've already done something? Like, what the fuck is that? Was that, like, a past life situation? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what? There's a lot of unexplained things that we can't, like, quite put our finger on. So why not this? I feel like a deja vu was kind of like you did what you did already in another timeline. Like, you're still you, but you're you in another universe, and you experience that moment over there, and you're experiencing it again here at the same time. Does that make sense? That's what I feel like a deja vu is. I'm probably wrong. Then again, though, I am a scientist, okay? Critically proclaimed. Okay, I'm lying. I mean, you can take that to the bank. I am a scientist, so I have a degree in science. Is that what scientists have degree? I have a degree in science. I like to science hard. So you can believe what I just said about deja vu. You're welcome. All right, enough of these creepy-ass kids. It is time to tell me something good. This just in, something didn't go to hell. That is coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So this is actually kind of dope. I'm very excited to share with you. It is coming from the Instagram page at puberty. To this day, still can't say it. Now, what it says, the tagline is what got me. It says here, a new law just passed that will protect people who break into cars to save pets. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen a pet, like a dog or something, in the back of someone's car when the sun is beaming on them. The car is not on. You know, it's just too damn hot. And a part of you just wants to take a brick and bust through those windows. But here's the thing. In some places, doing that, you could be criminally charged, you know, for damaging their property. You know what I mean? Even if you were trying to save an animal. Now, I feel like if you were saving a baby or like a human person, you probably wouldn't be charged. But Indiana is on top of the game, baby. It says here, Indiana has passed a new Good Samaritan law. Love that. For people trying to save pets trapped in hot cars. House Bill 1165, signed by Governor Mike Braun, I believe is how you say his last name, removes the old rule that made rescuers pay half the repair costs if they broke into a vehicle to get an animal out. First of all, didn't even know that that was a thing in Indiana or anywhere. I always wondered what would happen. I just assumed that the authorities were like, oh, you saved a life. Don't even worry about it. But I guess there was a rule at one point where you had to split the cost to repair the damage of the vehicle. I think that sucks. You shouldn't have left your beautiful animal inside of a hot ass car, you bitch. You pay for the damage. So I got mad. This is also going to help in dealing with civil and criminal liabilities. You know, I'm assuming that people can probably sue you for damaging their car. I mean, this is America. We can sue people for anything these days. You know what I mean? So this is actually great. I'm glad that they're doing this. All right, so there are specific steps that you need to take into account before you do this at all. Okay, so one of them is reasonably believing that the animal is in immediate danger. Okay, so you got to make sure that this animal needs you to intervene right now, which I don't know how I would know. I'm like, yo, it's 95 degrees outside. I'm busting this window down. I'm not going to be like, hey, puppy, tell me your symptoms. You know what I mean? I'm breaking glass. Now, here's another one that you should probably do. Confirm that the car door is actually locked. I can definitely see me forgetting to do that. I can see me forgetting to do that. Now, also, you got to call 911 first. Call the authorities first, okay? And then do what you can, causing the least damage most likely, and wait with the animal until the police actually get there, until responders get there. So those are the steps that you can take. Now, this is in Indiana. I don't know if this is available all over the U.S., but it should be. But I guess they're not going to be passing any new bills. You know, America's kind of busy being a piece of shit, so, you know. For those of you listening to this podcast episode right now and you are putting on your capes right now, chill the fuck out, okay? Because this bill is not affected until July 1st of 2026. Baby, we're still in March. The bill has been passed and signed, but it does not go into effect until July, all right? So just go ahead, take those capes off. Save it for later or put them on for something else. Because right now, you're still liable for paying for shit. All right? And also, I can't believe I have to say this, professionally silly PSA. Please don't be a dick and leave anything alive in your hot-ass car. Don't do that. The fuck? Listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, don't talk to creepy-ass children. Don't do it. You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't talk to children. They are so creepy. I don't. If you're wondering, professionally silly life rules. If you are wondering why I just said what I said, go ahead and take a listen to the podcast episode where I said, I think I spoke to Marilyn Monroe's ghost. That episode was great. I talked about how I don't like children. Well, I do like kids. Don't get me wrong. It's just the creepy, haunted demon kids I got a problem with. You know, I'm not a fan of ghost children. It's a hard stance and it's a hill that I'm willing to die on. You know what I mean? As long as not surrounded by ghost children. shout out to you guys because you guys are fucking titties. I love my listeners. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for listening and joining with me every week. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, review positively, please. I need positive reviews. If you want to reach out to me, all my information is down below in the show notes or the description box if you're watching this on YouTube. My link tree is there that has all of the information, my most used social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all those things can be found there, both of my YouTube channels as well, and also ways to communicate with me. The podcast email is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, as well as my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And that can be found down below as well. If this is your first time joining us here at Professionally Silly, I don't know why I said us, it's just me. If it's your first time here, thank you so much for joining. I hope that you enjoyed yourself and you come on back and join in on all the silly that you have missed, because believe me, honey, I have silly galore. Speaking of silly, you can experience that silly live this coming Thursday, March 19th. Actually, I guess if you're listening to this, it happened yesterday, if you're listening to this on time. So hopefully it went well. And as long as everything technologically goes well, there's no issues, then next week should be that live episode that you will get to hear here on the pod, as long as I can get my sound together. Again, my first live show. I'm definitely going to N-word rig this. Because I don't know what I'm doing, but honestly, that has been my content creating journey this entire time, just kind of figuring things out as I go. I don't have a team or anything like that helping me with some of these things, so I'm just trying to figure it out as I go, but hopefully it's good, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. I mean, that's my plan. So, and don't forget, I will be doing that every third Thursday of the month at TFK, Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. And for those of you interested in sending things, my P.O. Box is down there in the show notes as well. What is it? Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing. See, that's normal. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance.